So the next podcast, and we're now on to number 7 already, is related to environmental policy and events. And you could say this is an increasingly high-profile area of events management, you know, wanting to put across a positive, sustainable, ecological and environmental image and practices and things like that. We saw with the Festivals Edinburgh guest lecture that they're working on a particular set of green venue initiatives, that sort of thing. So what do we have from the theory? Well, the idea of requiring events and festivals and venues and suppliers to be environmentally aware, environmentally conscious, to have an understanding of how the supply chains work when it comes to festivals and events, and using events as opportunities for education, development, improvement, models of best practice, research, that sort of thing, whether it be environmentally conscious homes as part of the Olympic Village or the Commonwealth Games Village or other related areas. So what I wanted to do with this one when we discussed it in the lecture was to look at the way this is kind of party politicised. So, for example, in the lead-up to the May 2010 UK elections, each of the parties came up with their particular model of what an environmentally sustainable approach would be, which then fed into the coalition agreement of May 2010. So we have the understanding there that at a UK level, the Westminster government in London, these are the sorts of things that they say they're going to be working towards. Now we can then look at the evidence to see, well, what's happened in the past 18 months? Do they still seem to be working towards these objectives? Or have other factors overtaken them, such as a declining economic outlook, that sort of thing? This was also where we discussed BS 8901, the British Standard in Sustainable Events Management. And the theory behind part of what the British Standard says is that sustainability is increasingly important and hopefully leading to, as they say in the draft introduction, more effective and, quote, higher quality solutions, that sort of thing. So an understanding to some extent that there is a role for events and festivals in a sustainable economy, but it does require a level of a kind of integration between different parts of the supply chain and leadership by some of the events involved. So interesting to see how that plays itself out at some high-profile events that we'll be coming up with in the next few years, like the London Olympics, that sort of thing. So that's the fourth of four different policy domains. Different areas where the public sector gets involved, sets out a particular set of objectives and does its best to work towards them. Now, sometimes, as I say, they will come into conflict with each other, and different methods will be seen to be effective in some areas and less so in others. Now, the extent to which there is leadership provided in working towards these by different organisations is something we'll look at next as we turn our attention in the lecture revision slides to strategic agencies and organisations coming up in the next podcast.